and welcome to Law Library Insights. My name is Kayla Furtig, and I'm a reference librarian at the Cleveland Law Library. Today we are talking about continuing legal education in Ohio, or CLE for short. CLE affects attorneys, judges, and magistrates, both active and retired. It is an important concept in the legal community, and failure to comply can be costly. So today we will discuss the history of CLE, its requirements, where to find courses, and alternative credits. Hopefully, this will give you a better understanding of the continuing legal education system in Ohio. CLE has been around for 35 years. In 1988, the Ohio Supreme Court created the Commission on Continuing Legal Education, or CCLE. The commission is responsible for administering the continuing legal education requirements under Rule 10 of the rules governing the bar of the state of Ohio. Continuing legal education was created to improve the quality of legal and judicial services in Ohio. So what are the CLE requirements? CLE in Ohio is structured to fit within a 2-year compliance window. Elected and appointed judges, appointed magistrates, and retired judges must complete 40 hours of accredited CLE activity. Acting judges and municipal or county courts are only required to complete 24 hours. In addition, judges, acting judges, and magistrates' total CLE hours must include 10 hours of judicial college education. Ohio licensed attorneys must complete at least 24 hours of approved continuing legal education every 2 years. Those 24 hours must include at least 2.5 hours of instruction in professional conduct. There's a wide array of topics that can be covered as professional conduct, including legal ethics and professionalism, mental health or substance abuse issues, access to justice and fairness in the courts, interacting with self-represented litigants, and pro bono representation. But the professional conduct requirement must be fulfilled. The remaining CLE hours can be accomplished by attending accredited courses in person or online. If you are a teacher of an approved CLE course, you may receive 3 hours of CLE credit for each hour taught and 1 hour of CLE credit for each hour of the subsequent presentation of that same course. Thinking outside of the box, there are alternative activities approved by the CCLE to achieve your CLE hours. CLE credit can be awarded for attending courses at an ABA-accredited law school. Each credit hour per semester that a student completes can be converted into 3 CLE hours. Just request CLE credit for law school attendance within 30 days after the completion of the course. Alternatively, CLE credit can be given to those teaching at a law school as well. Adjunct or part-time professors teaching at an ABA-accredited law school can receive 3 credit hours for each semester hour of a new course. If an adjunct faculty member teaches the same course again, or if the individual is a full-time professor, they can receive 0.5 credit hour for each semester hour. Again, just request CLE credit for law school instruction within 30 days after the completion of the course. Individuals can also receive up to 12 credit hours of CLE credit for publication of articles or books. These must be scholarly publications. Credit will not be awarded for self-published materials or blogs. Simply request CLE credit within 90 days of publication or by the end of your compliance period, whichever is later. CLE credit can be granted for pro bono legal services performed by an approved organization. 1 hour of continuing legal education credit may be awarded for every 6 hours of pro bono work. A maximum of 6 hours of service can be performed during a biennial compliance period. Lastly, a person can receive CLE credit for being a poll worker. 4 hours of credit can be awarded for volunteering as a poll worker, completing the necessary training, and working the entire election day. A maximum of 12 hours of CLE credit can be awarded to a poll worker during a biennial compliance period. Attorneys who complete more than the required CLE in a 2-year compliance period may roll over a maximum of 12 credit hours to the next compliance period as general CLE credit. But attorneys who fail to complete the continuing legal education requirements may be subject to late fees, monetary sanctions, or suspended from the practice of law. The Cleveland Law Library is pleased to offer CLE courses in a wide variety of topics. You can attend one of our on-demand self-study classes or register for an upcoming live virtual CLE event. Sign up on our website, clevelandlawlibrary.org. If you have additional questions about CLE and the requirements, you can contact the CCLE at 614-387-9320. Thank you for listening to Law Library Insights. Remember to stay informed, lead with kindness, and support your local library. You can check out the Cleveland Law Library on the fourth floor of the old courthouse. We are open to the public every Wednesday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. We hope to see you soon.